Hey friends, we are fearless. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Frances Young, and we are here on episode
2.
That's 2. 1, 2. Can't help myself. I love recording. It's so much fun. But when you've had 2 hours of trying to get your sound equipment going when you're not a sound person and you're a generator, oh my God, let me tell you how frustrating that is. Any energy type would have a hard time, but a generator? If you're a generator listening to this, fuck. Anyways, before I get into this episode with a dear friend, Kendra, I want you to already know what your human design energy type is. And if you do know it, fantastic. Pull out your app, pull out that PDF that you got somewhere from someone, and follow along. See if what we're saying resonates with you. Because Kendra is a real life person, a real life energy type, just like me. And she's going to be asking her real life questions of, how do I better understand this part of my graph that looks like it's calculus or something that just doesn't make sense to you? I'm not a math person. And if you do not have your graph, if you do not know what your human design energy type is, don't worry. I got you. You're going to go to my website at www.FrancesYoung, FrancesYoung, followed by CPT, or CatPhilipTiger.com. And you're going to go to a page, Your Energy. You're going to input some information, and then you're going to have your human design energy type. And you can follow along. So, let's get into it. We've been trying this for so long, everyone. Welcome to episode 2705. Kendra is my guest today, and we have been at our tech for 90 minutes. But here we are. This is technically episode 2. And Kendra, how did we meet?
We met through a lovely human named Meg, who introduced us about 7 years ago. I was embarking on the first physical test of my life, not an actual physical, but I was doing a 10-day bike ride with my sister, where we would be bike packing, averaging about 80 to 100 kilometers a day. And I was not in good shape in any sense of the word. I'd been working at a brewery for 6 years and partying it up. So she put me in touch with Fran, who she said was one of the best personal trainers that she knows. But she's also, you know, a hell of a life coach, especially, you know, in her little old age, which is younger than me. But she's a very old soul. We instantly connected, and we've been working out together, creatively collaborating, and just, you know, supporting each other ever since. So, yeah.
That was on mic. That high five was on mic. That moment just filled my generator sacral with so much joy, Kendra, that we're back. So that's how Kendra and I met. I've known you for 7 years, dude. Yo, that's cool. So today we're going to talk about Kendra's design. And hopefully that is going to help any listener learn a little bit more about their human design, because this is the point of my podcast, to help Kendra live her design more fearlessly, as well as whoever is listening. So Kendra, ask me a question about your human design.
And if you're new to human design, this might be a great episode for you to start, because I'm also new to human design. So every question that I've asked, I've given Fran offline instructions to explain it to me like I'm 8 years old. I know a little bit about astrology, but I've just picked up a few concepts here and there from chatting with Fran. So I have a lot to learn as well. So my first question is, as a generator, what is the best way for me to move through conflict?
Fantastic. To also pre-say, Kendra and I happen to be the same energy type. So we are both generators. And there are only 5 energy types. I've been a trainer for almost 10 years in this health and wellness space. And Kendra's been listening to me for 2 years, but yet still is in this moment of, how do I live being a generator? So how do generators deal with conflict? There is a graph in this video, and I'm going to stay close to my mic, but everyone in the video, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see that there is a red square on the graph. That is Kendra's actual human design graph behind me. Yeah, Kendra's pointing to it.
She drew it.
I drew that. And that red square colored in is both mine and Kendra's sacral center. Anyone that is a generator or manifesting generator has that. That is our battery. That is the thing that keeps us going. I'm going to speak specifically about with conflict for generators is there is a green triangle to the right hand side of that. Now in the actual video, you can see 2 triangles, the one on the right, not the left. That is the solar plexus or emotional center in human design. For Kendra and her energy, it is defined. Kendra, you are what they call an emotional generator.
I'm emo.
Emo, eh? I am actually the opposite. So I have no colored in. That green triangle on the right would be white for my particular graph. And in conflict for generators, in Kendra's case, she's going to wake up one day and be emo. She's going to feel an emotion. How did you feel when you woke up this morning, Kendra?
I woke up knowing today was going to be a frustrating day, technologically speaking. If you're wondering, if you're looking at the video, why Fran and I are talking out of one mic, Sonny and Cher style, it's because we've exhausted every other possibility, and it's the best way that we can get a good audio output.
100%. And you woke up worried about that? There was an emotional twinge?
I woke up with a feeling like, this was going to be a technologically difficult day.
Kendra even said it earlier. And for all the astrology nerds out there, Mercury is not in Gatorade. Oh, and now we're hearing other things in the background. I love it. As soon as I said that, Mercury is not in retrograde right now, but we're having tech issues. So Kendra illustrated beautifully that she woke up in a mood. And that is how her body is literally designed to operate. It's giving her an emotional experience for her day. Now myself, when I wake up, I am what they called a pure generator or a non-emotional. And so for me, it takes me probably about 10 to 15 minutes to know what the heck's going on in my body, which is interesting. So then to tie this into a conflict, if Kendra wakes up and already knows that she's frustrated, potentially. Something is stirring in her. Maybe there's the essence of, let's use the emotion, anger, like upset. That could be a tone for her day. And if she gets into a tiff with someone like me or at work, whatever, she's already in a certain emotional place. That trigger, that conflict could like heighten her. So remembering in the moment, oh, I'm already in an emotional experience for the day. What's happening in front of me is not actually making me upset. I'm already in a mood. But for myself, being a non-emotional, I could be feeling a conflict at 10 that's really just, you know, we're just dealing with mics today. Like to describe the conflict we just had, I needed to calm down a little bit more. I was getting a bit frustrated and starting to legit yell. And Kendra was not the one that was yelling, but I was feeling into the frustration for the both of us. Kendra, can you concur that that's just what happened?
Yes. This frustration around technology isn't going to last forever.
No. And I feel like someone who has an emotional authority, in this case, Kendra is the generator, can sometimes, if they've started their day at a certain emotional tone, deal with conflict in a little bit more of a steady place if they realize they were already experiencing an emotion to begin with and the conflict was not heightening their emotion.
So basically what you're saying is if you wake up in a bad mood, give yourself some tender loving care throughout the day, do multiple check-ins, and just give yourself the space to feel that way until you don't.
Exactly. That's for Kendra as an emotional authority generator. As myself being a peer generator, Francis, for me, I'm going to be lighting up and soaking up others' emotions and other conflicts that can arise. I still have to check in with myself, but I had to have a total emotional like change, whereas Kendra dealt with that conflict of our mic definitely more gracefully than I did.
Just chilling.
Just chilling. All right. Question two.
So I do a lot of consulting work, freelance work, and frequently kind of trying to define the types of people that I work best with. Who are good collaborators for generators?
Love this question. So everyone on the planet is a different energy, and we're all meant to interact with each one, not just generators and generators being together, being the best pair, potentially. It's also this question could be applied to dating. Which energy types go best with which energy types? Technically, you could go together with any of them. It just depends on the different energies going on in that person's one type as well. So let's apply this to a work scenario, as Kendra asked. If you want to get something done and like just go for hours and hours and hours, if you have two generators, that sacral, that red box colored in on the graph behind us, yeah, Kendra's pointing to it right now, is gonna keep going. Like, we both really wanted to get this podcast done. This is technically our second day trying to record this podcast, on top of the fact that we had tech issues for 90 minutes. We are not giving up.
We both have that red sacral fire in our belly.
Mm-hmm. It's going, and we have a passion to share. Well, Kendra has a passion to just help me share life 100%. Kendra has been doing it for 7 years with her expertise of how the hell do we tell the world that this is Frances and she's obsessed with human design and fitness. And I would say that Kendra also has, you have a thirst for like learning.
Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of. It's a part of never getting bored to me is always, you know, expanding my universe.
Cool. So if you want to get shit done, find a generator that you jive with, because, and if you have the same passion, mm-hmm. something between you that is like, this is amazing. If you want to be spurred in a new direction. So Kendra, if you were thinking, I just need a new idea, I don't know what to do, either talking to a manifestor or a projector would be a great place to start in the workplace. The reason why? Mm-hmm. Manifestors get literally random impulses, energy downloaded to them, and they are very much here to initiate other energies in other directions.
Oh, like an oracle.
What else does that make you think of, like manifestor generator, of me explaining to you in 8-year-old terms?
In terms, they're a little bit more targeted in their approach. Whereas generators, you know, they're so exuberant, they're so excited about life. Sometimes that can be to their detriment because maybe you don't have the same amount of focus. But being paired with someone who is extremely focused, targeted in their approach, you'll get the energy from strong arm from a generator and the aim and accuracy from a manifesting generator.
And just a manifester. It's okay.
I'm learning.
It's all right. We're here and Kendra's learning. I'm learning in this process of this moment. the way that you're saying focus for a manifester is if they've got an idea and they have all of the energy bursting within them to do it, whether they're just saying something to somebody in the moment of, hey, I really like that outfit, or hey, I legit, to like describe this scenario, had a client of mine who is a manifester say, hey, Francis, create a LinkedIn profile. I'm a generator. This client was a manifester. I hadn't recreated a LinkedIn profile in years, so I had to recreate an entirely new one. In under a week, I connected with a new person, got on their podcast. They told me in that podcast, hey, Francis, you should make a podcast. Here we are. Bam. I did mention projector as well as being a good pair in the workplace for a generator. And I'll say shortly before we move into our third question, to keep it short and concise, is that a projector is really good at seeing the bigger picture. Really good at seeing how a generator would have all of these things in place, have all of the energy to do the thing, and the projector is going to be efficient and make that generator potentially operate, literally, let's use the word efficiently, as opposed to the generator bouncing off the walls like, what the hell now? How does that resonate, Kendra, for you, for understanding that?
Well, I am naturally very, like, professionally attracted to people who have, you know, a strong backbone in project management. So that makes sense because it takes all types, right?
As we said, it does take all types. If to say who a random projector is in the world, interestingly enough, Barack Obama is a projector. Very much at seeing the big picture. Mm-hmm. And we need people that understand the big picture to guide us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Kendra. Third question.
So I've heard a lot about digestion and, you know, your gut as almost being like a different version of your brain as it relates to human design and how you should really be eating differently based on your energy type. So for me, I have closed taste digestion. So what does that mean and how can I, you know, work with it?
I love this question. Also for Kendra and I, for the fact that we're the same energy type, there are so many differences. One of which I mentioned that Kendra is an emotional authority and I am a gut authority. So I do not use my emotions to make a decision. Kendra and I happen to have the same digestion. I also have close taste. Mm-hmm. Now, even though, again, we are the same energy type and we have close taste digestion, we still like different foods. Long story short, first piece to know about closed taste digestion is the fact that we are particular, but the things that we like, we get to eat them on repeat. Our body wants some consistency to the types of foods that we're eating. Like, what's one thing you can't live without, Kendra?
Probably tahini. It's like something that I put into almost everything I cook.
Amazing. Something I'm obsessed with, peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Different version.
Literally. It literally is a different version. But that thing, that peanut butter, I can't go a day without eating it. Mm-hmm. Something in my body is addicted to it and it just needs it. Closed taste also eats very seasonally. And we vibe on this all the time of saying like, oh yeah, it's winter and now I want my soups and ah, oh, this, I want my roasted vegetables. And then what's something you love in the summer, Kendra?
Oh, in the summer I love like feta, watermelon salad, like tomatoes when they're in season. Mm-hmm. Just getting excited week after week about food that's about to taste the best it's going to taste all year.
The reason for that is closed taste digestion in human design is what I would put in air quotes as an older style of digestion. It's very similar to what we could say is that hunters and gatherers hundreds of thousands of years ago were very particular to the season, the types of animals they hunted, then the berries that only came out on trees and bushes at certain times. Wherever someone lived in the world, they would eat to what was in front of them. And they would cook it a little bit. Like closed taste definitely needs some cooking going on. It's not, there is a an even older style of a type of digestion in human design. We won't go there. But closed taste is particular to season, particular to what you want. And if you travel somewhere, do you seem to find things that are similar for you?
No, I would say that's sort of where I go off script is I get very, well, if I go somewhere, I'm inspired by what's local there, what's seasonal there, what are like traditional recipes.
Yeah, so you're still kind of like keeping the theme of seasonal to that place, but mm-hmm. it's new. One thing that may resonate for people that have close taste, if you're listening, is that I love mangoes. And wherever I go, if I find a particular product that has mango in it, I usually try it because I'm like, I like mangoes. My body usually will somehow find it in the grocery store, hands down. Once I realize closed taste, is there something that when you go somewhere and you see something, now that I've mentioned that, that you're like, I always potentially pick that thing up? It's okay if you can't think of it on the spot, but now I'm like, now when you go somewhere next, and you're in a random, if it's a Trader Joe's, if it's
hot sauce. I always want to try different versions of like a hot sauce.
Hot sauce, folks. That's the one. I love that. One thing that's particular as well with Kendra's digestion, there is an arrow out of the four that pertains to our digestion. If your arrow for your digestion is pointed to the right, which is what Kendra's is, also like mine, that is called passive digestion. Now, enwrapped with that closed taste, Kendra, do you find that you eat at different times of day? Like say today you ate breakfast at 9 and then yesterday you ate breakfast at 7, depending on what your schedule was?
I find I keep it pretty consistent. Yeah, it doesn't veer too much day to day.
That's okay. Overall for me, it changes somewhat, but what I notice the most for me is that due to my exercise level or due to other things, I do truly eat different amounts of food day to day. And that is definitely true for a passive digestion represented in human design, because your body is just one, using up a different amount of energy, and also wants to take in a certain amount of information. That's another thing linked with design as well. Do you find that at certain times of day, you'll want to do certain things more than other times of day? Like, example, you only feel that the best time of day to write is in the morning, or the best time to read and take in new information for yourself about work, about whatever subject, is a certain time of day?
Definitely. I find the late afternoon is where I kind of get my biggest source of energy boost. So I would say I'm my most active, creative, probably 3 p.m. onward. So I normally try and carve out some room for deep work during that time. And then I'll always try to finish off my work day with like a circadian stroll and take my dog out for a walk and just sort of like decompress from everything.
Okay, so I love that. Now, Kendra feels she's most productive in the afternoon, has a passive digestion, passive way in which her body tells her, this is when I'm going to be productive. This is when I'm hungry to eat the things that I love the most. For me, I eat, what am I into right now? English muffins. One is savory, one is sweet. Obsessed with bananas, yellow fruit, back on my blueberry train. I'm eating a lot of chicken right now. That goes through its phases. I love working in the morning. I want to get up. I want to have my moment of whatever I'm doing to kind of figure out what my emotions are telling me for being a non-emotional. And then I get to it right away. If I'm not having a journaling moment, like I want to get the majority of my shit done before noon. Anything post noon, if I'm in like a creative sense, like I want to get her rolling. 3 p.m., you lost me. But then Kendra's on fire.
I'm just getting started.
Yeah, Kendra's on fire. That is hands down a description of showing that how and when we're doing it passively for us, that allows our body to feel the most passionate, the most energetic, and that's us following our design. As opposed to sorry to quote you here in this moment, but Tim Ferriss, your 4-hour like work week moment, or being like, this is the time of day that everybody should be the most productive, it throws all that crap out the window.
For sure.
And it's all legitimate. It's all real for Tim Ferriss. It's all real for whoever it resonates with, if it's matching their design. But in this case, Kendra and I, we're still successful. We're still doing the things. Kendra's probably on a high right now because it's in the afternoon on our Eastern Standard Time Zone. Whereas me, I've been frustrated after our audio and I'm like, fuck this.
Fran's clinging to life.
Well, yeah, I'm clinging to this emotionally and really hoping that the audio sounds really good. And parts of this I won't edit out just so that we can be candid about it. Kendra, do you feel like you learned something by me explaining this in this way?
I definitely did. It helped to color in the blank spots. The graph absolutely helped.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of putting into pieces why I tend to gravitate towards the things that I do and opening up my mind to things that might help accentuate that.
And just let Kendra feel that the way that she is designed is fearless for how she's meant to do her life and just be on this human, navigating the human experience. We're going to wrap it up for the day with a Fran frequency just for you.